Welcome to Create the Movement podcast. Create the Movement is an online marketing team focused on collaborating with law firms and businesses nationwide. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement. Welcome back to this edition of the Create the Movement podcast. Brad Post. I'm sitting here with Josh Rich.
Hey, Brad.
How are you, Josh?
Good, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing good. But we want to talk about today.
Today, we're talking about tools.
Tools? Okay.
As like a digital marketing company.
Let me just make a statement. I don't think you're a tool.
I was going to go there. I was going to make that joke about halfway in.
Okay,
sorry. That's fine. Still want Thunder. I'll cross it off the list.
Okay.
But as a digital marketing company, we use a lot of different online tools that are available to us to do automated reporting or just to try to automate our process as much as possible just so we can knock stuff out. And that's been like a kind of a big focus for me in development room probably the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And looking at a lot of different tools that we're using and kind of reassessing where we're at, which ones are the most cost effective for our company and which ones actually work the best.
Yeah. If I could jump in.
Yeah.
I made a list about 3 weeks ago, literally of the tools we use.
Yeah.
And yeah. There's like 30 of them.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I mean, or more, you know, through everything.
I'm
just like, God, this is a big list.
Yeah. Anyway. And so I don't know, like maybe big massive SEO companies just like pay some sort of software developer to like make them this one big powerful tool that, you know, one tool will rule them all where they can just like log in and do it, but like we don't have the luxury.
Right.
We kinda have to piece it together. Which is kinda fun. We get to experiment with a lot of different things. So the one thing I guess we kinda wanted to share some advice on like how to find good tools and how to like properly assess them, because we kind of have, I wouldn't say we got burned, but I would say we bought a tool that we shouldn't have bought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we overpaid for it, we got kind of dazzled by some bells and whistles, mm-hmm. and then it ended up not working.
Right.
And so we kind of want to just like share some insight to help people avoid that hopefully in the future. So the first step is to just do a ton of research, mm-hmm. and you will be floored by how many tools are out there, and like there's a ton of redundancies.
Right.
You know, there's like, if you need a tool to like check your rankings, like you can find 5 right off the bat. Super easy. So that's super overwhelming, you know, whenever you first start this process of trying to figure out which one's the best. And so I would recommend making some sort of like Excel spreadsheet just to like keep track of everything that whenever you're doing your research, otherwise you're gonna forget about things.
Okay.
You kind of just have to accept the fact that like you're not gonna really be able to like find all the tools. Like there's gonna be tools that you never heard of and that pop up here and there or whatever. And so you kind of just, you can't like try to research them all. Mm-hmm. You'll go crazy.
Right.
There's too many out there. It's not gonna happen. And so to kind of help narrow that search down, something that's really good to do is to, like, if you're looking for a tool, like really like make a really detailed list of what you need that tool to do.
Okay.
So I need it to check my rankings. I need it to send automated reporting to my clients. I need to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. And so that way you can actually see, you just hold it up. Because, you know, every tool can kind of give you a breakdown of what you're paying for.
Right.
And just match it up.
Or what you get per package.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so you kind of see, and then you, and that's, it kind of gets tricky a little bit, especially if you kind of have, you know, like, so like, we in the development room have, you know, our list of requirements of what we need our tools to do. But that's going to be a little bit different than, like, what our sales team needs.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, and
yep.
So, you know, it's a little bit different. You kind of have to have the whole company, like, if anyone's using the tool, you need to make sure that their needs are met on that list.
Mm-hmm.
And the second, so after you do that, you really need, and maybe even before you do that, honestly, this might help you define it, but really, really define your SEO process.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of something that like got us. Like we have a plan written down on paper, but in terms of like how we use our tools, that wasn't really part of the equation prior to like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
You know, we didn't really think about, oh, like this is where tools fit in. We just kind of knew what we needed to do. And so I think that.
So just define the process in general, whether it's SEO.
With your tools in mind.
So, yeah.
Like, so like, you know, don't say, oh, we're going to go get links. Like, oh, we're going to use this tool to get links.
Okay.
You know, then keep your tools in mind whenever you're defining your process.
Okay.
And after that, once you've like kind of made that list, once you kind of narrow it down a little bit to like a tool you kind of might think work, it's get a free trial.
Okay.
I mean, all these tool companies, you know, they will have a sales rep that will cut you a deal if you ask for it.
Right.
9 times out of 10, I don't know that we've ever been, have we ever been denied a free trial?
I don't think so.
We've asked for a lot, too.
Yeah.
And we've asked for, and honestly, We won't name the names, but we've also asked for discounts, which we've received.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we said, hey, you know, your enterprise package really, especially, I mean, this might just be something that because we are someone of a mid to small, you know, company, mm-hmm. that we, like, we don't need these, like, monster packages that you can spit, you know, 1,000 campaigns in. We don't have that.
Right.
But we also have more than 10.
Right.
So we're kind of in an odd spot. So a lot of times we need this, some sort of, like, middle package that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so that, if that's you, that's where you're at, I would encourage you just to ask for a deal. They'll create you some sort of a package, you know, that doesn't, may not be on their, you know, their list of products. Or, right. You know, because typically they only have like 3, maybe 4 packages.
Sometimes it goes 10, 25, and then
a thousand. Enterprise. Yeah. It's like, yeah, exactly. No, that's so true.
Yeah, ask for pricing.
Yeah, that's super fun to do that. Yeah. So word of caution here, though, if you do like respond to those, be prepared to like be hounded.
Yes.
Because they will, like, if you ask for a deal, like, they'll give it to you, but then they expect you to do it.
Right.
So. Don't just send out mass emails asking for deals, because you'll get bombarded with sales reps with emails and stuff.
A lot of times on the free trials, and I think we've all done this, is we'll put our personal, like, Gmail account.
Yeah.
Not our business account.
Yeah, or like even set up an email account.
Right.
A spam account.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, again, another word of caution whenever you're doing that is that you need to, like, kind of budget for time for onboarding.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, for us, like, you know, just me alone, I manage, I think, almost 30 SEO campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
And so just putting all the, you know, if we're using, you know, we're looking at somebody that's going to be an SEO manager, mm-hmm. like putting all of the campaigns in there takes forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to put their keywords in there and their
competitors.
Yeah. It's just, oh my gosh. And so it takes, you know, probably 20 minutes of clients. But again, you know, if you're doing more than 10,
right,
it's going to add up. And so you kind of need to almost divide and conquer, maybe, and, you know, try a couple of different tools out at once, and you know, just try to figure out which ones are going to work best. So another thing to do is to check forums. There's a ton of SEO forums of different ones that, you know, kind of review tools and whatnot, so just really checking those reviews to see what other people have said. And you can even, you know, post a comment, hey, does this tool do this, or how well does this feature work?
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess to, like, give an example to kind of, like, sum it all up, we mentioned that we kind of got, I mean, I don't want to say burned, but we made an error in purchasing a tool. We kind of got dazzled by this one SEO management tool that said it would, like, do some rank tracking for us. But what we realized is that it only tracked the homepage,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so we would put in our clients in there that we knew were, you know, their like practice area page or their services page would rank on the, you know, first in Google,
mm-hmm.
but then it wasn't showing up in this rank tracker.
Right.
You know, so that's something that we should have caught in the free trial.
Yeah.
But we were just kind of like blinded by, oh, this is so cool, it can do these other things and stuff. So
yeah.
That's just kind of like that. And that goes back to like making sure that you know your requirement list,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like in detail, not just, hey, we need somebody that's going to track ranking. We need somebody that's going to track our rankings for the whole website, not just the homepage.
Right.
You know.
Right, all the internal pages per keyword.
And yeah, exactly.
One question I was going to ask, you mentioned checking forums.
Yeah.
So you also look at reviews as well.
Absolutely.
Sometimes they're bogus reviews.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're
And that's why I would definitely recommend, like, yeah, you can look at the reviews on the actual, like, seller site.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, go to different, like, SEO forums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, whether it be Reddit or, I mean, there's a thousand of them that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
And just ask, you know. Mm-hmm. If there's not already a thread, and just make one and mm-hmm. ask.
That's a good spot, is Reddit. You can also, what I've done is when you narrow it down to two, you can even put, like, in your Google search, this versus this.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea, someone's probably wrote a blog post
right.
about it.
Exactly. Know?
Someone out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to see how, like, the digital marketing community will, like, just review anything and everything. And
usually you'll see, you know, in, out of the top 5 searches, people that we follow, and we're like, okay, I trust this guy.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, yeah. If you do it for a while, you definitely will, like, find people that are authorities and, like, that you, like, trust. Like, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Anything else?
I think that's it.
All right. So this one was about tools.
Tools.
And Josh and I are both not tools.
Right.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Create the Movement podcast. Visit us at createthemovement.com to discover how we can help you create a movement.